Blog Talk Radio.
They gonna do me like this again for another fucking 2 weeks? 2 weeks? 2 weeks in a row? No motherfucking intro? These motherfuckers right here. Hold up. I gotta find the intro. Cause this shit don't start the right way without the intro, yo.
Block Talk Radio. We back.
Boy Ant Live and
OBD, Old Bitter Bastard.
The old, bitter, and the most oldest. When we say old, I want you people to understand that who just had a 100-year-old birthday, Penny? Besides Papa.
Old Papa.
I know that. Who was
93.
Who?
93.
No. Who's a celebrity that just hit an old thing?
Oh,
you just reported it the other day. Steve's older than him, whoever his name is. The oldest nigga you can think of, Steve is older than that nigga, dogs. Steve helped birth that nigga. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Yes, he did. He was in the room with the motherfucking midwife, you know what I'm saying, with the hot boiling water and the rags and shit, and grabbed the little funky fucker by his feet. The nigga like 100-something years old. Steve was the nigga that put him. Trying to tell y'all niggas, man. So what up, Stevie Stoner? Steve Stoner's he's in his own bat cave right now. I'm in my bat cave. We, you know what I'm saying, this week was very hectic, and it was quite exhausting for my friend Steve and I. How are you feeling, Stevie?
Tired.
That sounded legit.
This working thing is killing me.
I keep trying to tell you, this is the reason why you cannot be a fucking hireable person, nigga. You can't be. You got to be like the rest of these little motherfucking millennials. You got to be like, listen, I just want to get my rent paid. I just want to get food and have my iPhone. You know what I'm saying? To be free. Like, yo, take care of me, dogs. Take care of me. You know what you should do is write a letter to Obama and be like, hey, fucker, I'll vote for that bitch even though this nigga won. I'll vote for that bitch if you motherfucking give me back my Obama phone, heighten up my Obamacare. I need my Obamacare to be the black card. I need an unlimited Obamacare, nigga. I got issues, right?
Unlimited Obamacare.
Make it unlimited, nigga. You know what I'm saying? No, not unlimited. I need it unlimited, nigga. Unlimited. Okay? And do me a favor. Wipe your monkey feet on the way out of the White House. That's all I'm saying, nigga. Just wipe them. All right? Because you done shat all over us. The whole 8 years, you done shat all over us. Now, when your monkey ass leaves, just wipe your feet so you don't get that shit trailing out the motherfucker door. All right? We'll clean up in here after you leave. Don't worry. Don't you worry. Oh, what else is going on? We can't wait till Smoke calls in so he can start telling us about how much fun. That's it. if the nigga's not in a fucking marijuana coma, how much fun that nigga call us. That nigga might call us next week and be like, yo, nigga, yesterday the Emerald Cup was hot. Like, yo, that was 2 weeks ago. What? What? For real? I swear to God, I just woke up, nigga. I got the same drawers on, nigga. I got the same drawers on, nigga. You sure it's 2 weeks? You sure these drawers, they don't smell too bad. Well, 2 days, maybe. Smell like maybe 2 days, but not 2 weeks. Not 2 weeks. Ah, man, I just, every day is a gift from God, okay? And I wanna throw that out there. You know, it's funny how when someone does something regularly that's a little bit inconvenient, but you do this every day as a precaution, right? And then you decide one day, you go, I'm not going to do this. And then the reason you used to do that every day for that precaution, the one day you decide not to do this thing, you fucking need this. Let me just throw out the scenario. Every day I go to work and I have my ready bag. My ready bag consists of my AK-47 pistol, my Tokarev pistol, about maybe 200 rounds of ammo just in case some shit goes down. And in my bag, I got all kinds of shit, flares, I got flavored powders for waters, I got food in case I'm trapped somewhere, I got a bottle of water, I got gloves and tools, right? Flashlight and all this other stuff. So I decided, you know, because I was cleaning my guns out, you know, because they're in the bag, I try to clean them out every week or whatever. Make sure there's no lint and dust. I want to be able to murder motherfuckers without a fuss. You feel what I'm saying? We don't want lint and dust. We just want to kill motherfuckers with no fuss, okay? And that's if they're terrorists, okay? Because we only want to shoot jihadis, okay? Not Americans. Anyway, the car battery died on us. And I found myself unscrewing the car battery with the tweezers. Right? She was ridiculous.
These are your prep tools?
Dude, I had nothing. Okay? I had nothing with me. If I had my bag, nigga, I actually have a little Mexican midget in the bag that would have taken the battery out for me. Okay, that's how prepared my bag is. It's called the ready bag, nigga. It ain't ready for nothing. It's ready for anything, right? But I didn't have it with me. So the day I needed that little fucker, I just had to be inconvenienced. I mean, I needed light because by the time we had the trunk open to get the battery out to go up into Discount Auto Parts or wherever the fuck we went into, Pet Boys or whatever. The shit was damn near dark as fuck. And, you know, I didn't have my preparedness stuff. And I was just like, you see? See, this is the reason why, even though it's a little bit inconvenient every day, and maybe other people will be like, yo, this nigga's bringing a fucking assault rifle. And it's not an assault rifle, it's a pistol. You know, he's bringing all kinds of rock. The shit can come in handy. You never know. You never know. What if I wasn't able to change that battery? Then at least I could have pulled the AK-47 out and shot the car the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Just shot that shit the hell. You know? It could have came in handy. You never know. You never know. But it was just funny. Like, damn, man. I broke it down and I was like, you know, tomorrow I'll go to work without it, blah, blah, blah. Everything's been cool with me bringing it. I haven't really needed nothing, da da da. And boom, here it goes. I needed shit. So I was like, damn. People, no matter how you feel about your preps, nigga, bring them with you. Do it your everyday, your EDC, whatever it is you do. If you bring a tin of lozenges with weed and wraps, whatever it is you do, don't ever be like, oh, nigga, maybe this is just too much. Nah, you'll need it. Believe that. The day that you don't want it, the day you don't want to bring it is the day you're going to need it. So just keep that in mind.
Words of wisdom.
Words of wisdom. Because Wiz is dumb than a motherfucker. I was working today, right? It's pretty funny. I was working today, and you know how you start singing songs? Because you hear like a little commercial and shit. And I heard the commercial of, I guess it was, I forgot, Lady and the Tramp, right? And it goes, you know, when the moon hits the sky like a big pizza pie, whatever. You know, you heard that song, obviously. You helped birth the man who wrote that song, right?
It's a moray.
Okay, it's a moray. All right. So I was humming the song, but I really didn't remember the words. So it really got me to where I felt like this I need to put together in a little short video. Just me and my girlfriend, me singing to her with my Italian love song. Okay? When my jizz hits your eye and you scream out and cry, that's amore. You jump up like a fool, you spit out and you drool. Want some more, eh? That just felt so Italian to me. Like, when my jizz hits your eye and you scream out and cry, that's a mine. That's like an intimate love song right there. You know what I mean? It's amore. It's amore. You want some more, hey? You want some more, hey? Yeah, I'm going to have to put that in a little one of those little Instagram messages or quick shit, you know what I'm saying? I had another one. I forgot what it was. It was one of the old songs, one of the old white boy songs, tuned back in my head to remember what it was. I do have a poem for tonight, though. And I will do that somewhere around 9:30, 9:40. So I have a pretty good poem. It's titled "I Used To." I used to. Okay. I told my girlfriend it was a love poem, and it was the title was "I Used to Love Her." I used to love her then. You know what I'm saying? But no, it's just called "I Used To," and I'll recite that poem towards the middle of the show. It's a pretty good poem, you know. I don't know if it's going to make you laugh or make you cry, make you happy or want to commit suicide, but it's a poem, and I'll just recite it when I'm ready. So, Stevie, what's going on with you, bro? How's been the work environment?
Oh, work's okay. I'm just... I had one too many birthdays for this job. That's all.
You're just an old hag, huh?
Yeah. So I gave notice and I'm changing jobs.
All right. So what's the other job?
Going back to Einstein's.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Nice. So you get back to the show.
It's the same pay, and it's about a third the work.
That's what it is. That is what it is.
Now, I am going to stay there part-time, I think.
Huh?
I think I'm going to stay and work part-time.
At the other place?
Yeah.
Okay, so you can get a little bit of money.
I'll let them beat me up 2 days a week, not 5 days a week.
Oh, okay. I was going to ask you, would they still have you doing the same job as in part-time, or would they... Okay.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Yeah. Okay. But, I mean, you know, just have a little bit of paper you want, you know what I'm saying, you need. Thanks to Obama. Thank you, Obama.
Thanks, Obama.
Thanks. Steve was all ready to retire.
Yep.
And then that nigga was a liar.
Yeah.
You could keep your plan. You could keep your doctor. You just can't use it with this insurance, motherfucker. But you can keep that motherfucker any way you want. Just keep that shit out of my motherfucking face. Yeah, Obama's a good guy. Good guy. Fucking cocksucker. I ain't never seen a motherfucker I hated so much. And I'm telling you, I thought that white people was the motherfuckers to hate, for real. But when you get stabbed by your own motherfuckers that you look to be like, come on, nigga, save us, fuck you. And it was funny in the beginning, because when we first voted this nigga in, we were allowing the kids to think of that nigga like, I remember the fucking news. Little black kids thought that nigga Obama was like Jesus Christ's brother. Okay? The reason he was black is because the devil banged Mary. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't Joseph on this one. You know what I'm saying? He's half brother. That nigga was just full fucked up. I voted for his ass. I promoted his ass. I remember he on the show was talking about promoting him and voting for him. I remember that shit. You go back to the very beginning. Damn, we've been on this show for 8 years, nigga. Oh my God. Oh, no, I'm going to have to give notice. I'm not into this show anymore. No, fucking 8 years, bro. 8 fucking years? What? I haven't gotten paid for this shit once. What have we gotten out of this show, Stevie? Besides, we saw some ass. You know, there's some pictures of some clitoris piercing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, really?
Excuse me.
What?
What have you gotten out of this show, really? 100,000 laughs, for sure. You got to meet Joe from the West Coast. You have a friendship with the West Coast. You, we had entertainment with Sally. We missed Sally on the show. Hopefully one day she'll call back in. What else have we had? We've had callers from Port St. Lucie join us. We've had callers from New York join us. We've got a lot out of this show. How dare you say this?
What I'm saying is cash-wise, monetarily, y'all.
Not everything can be measured.
See, Penny, you're spewing fake news, bitch. Okay? Here on the D420 show, we are vehemently against fake news, okay? If I say it, nigga, it's gospel. Believe that, nigga. Believe me. Alright? Steve, am I wrong? Do we lie? Do we lie, Stevie? We don't lie here.
No.
We ain't into that shit. We straight 100. I got another song that I wrote. And I'm plagiarizing on this song here, I gotta say. But it really got me, because I don't know if you've been noticing that all the news media outlets are in a frenzy trying to get everyone to recognize that there are fake news outlets, right? And Congress, or was it the House or the Senate? I think it was the Senate that they pushed through a bill. Is that what happened? Was it Congress that they pushed through a bill to stop fake news or some bullshit like that? Did you hear about that?
No.
All right, let me Google that. Penny, can you Google that for me? What are you doing? What are you doing?
Oh.
Hold on. I'm gonna find it. I know, you'll Google it. Yeah. Okay, so pull your left scrotum real tight. Pull it real tight. Like, it has to be so tight that you can see it like a mirror, nigga. Okay? Gotta pull it real tight, nigga. Shine it up. I'll find this. Don't get it fucked up, nigga. I'll find it. Because well, anyway, it's this big deal about this fake news, all right? And they want to talk about like Alex Jones is InfoWars and shit like that, right? These are fake news, and these are the reasons. These news outlets, these fake news outlets, are the reason that Hillary lost. Because it wasn't anything that her monkey ass did or that this funky fuck nigga did that made everybody not want to be around Democrats no more. You know what I'm saying? We overwhelmingly voted fucking Republicans in the House, the Senate, all that shit. But it ain't that. It wasn't that. Hold on. I'm going to get to it. I'm still looking for this shit. I'm going to find this shite. Because they passed a bill. I know this bill got passed about fake news. You know what I'm saying? And they want to have a group to tell us which is the fake news and which is not the fake news. So they're going to have like, I guess you would have like the EPA or some shit like that, right? So like that? ATF? Or
FCC.
FCC, something like that? Have
yeah.
them and they're gonna start telling us what fake news is and what's real news. And they want Facebook and YouTube to censor videos of people promoting what they consider fake news. It was one thing when they were talking shit about taking away guns because some people aren't into it. Okay. The Senate passed the NDAA. Okay? In the NDAA, which is the National Defense Authorization Act, there is a part in that bill that is Countering Disinformation and Propaganda Act. And what that's going to do is they're going to start making these people start trying to press up on what is independent media, which is somebody who's got themselves a nice little web page and they go out with their camera to events and they try to talk to the people and give the story on the ground and let everybody see it. If what they're showing the government doesn't like, then they can deem that illegal and arrest it because it's now passing this in the NDAA. They can label it as propaganda or disinformation or whatever and arrest and, you know what I'm saying, get down on people. So now, like I said, it was one thing when they were trying to make all this gun controversy. Because some people don't like guns and some people like their guns. But now we're talking about freedom of speech. That means they are going to allow what they want to be spread. So if before it was something like a KKK clan came to a town and marched and they did a speech, it's protected under their First Amendment rights. It's protected. It's hate speech. It's fucking racial speech. It's whatever it is, but it's protected. All right? They're not rallying people to go and fight and stab niggas and this and that. So they're not calling for violence. So their speech is protected. So now, what if they allow that, but then don't allow the Black Lives Matters guys to go out there and protest when another black kid gets shot by another black kid or by a cop or whatever, and they want to go out there and protest it. Now, they can get stopped, or let's just say you as a personal person or one individual, somebody in your family gets murdered by a cop, you feel it was unjust, and you go out there and start talking, or you get on your YouTube, and you like that girl who videotaped the cop who shot her little boyfriend, Philandro, whatever dude was supposed to have the gun permit or whatever. Her shit would be censored and she could possibly be brought up on charges by them just saying that's disinformation. Only because she only put up a certain amount of the video. You know what I mean? So you only would get a certain point of view. So that could be misconstrued as disinformation, not? Do you think? I think so.
Me too.
I mean, if you're only putting up a little bit, it's like I'm telling the truth, but I'm only giving you the part of the truth that's going to agree with what my opinion says. You know what I'm saying? Does that make me a liar or just I was just trying to, you know, make my shit look prettier than it smelled, right? You know what I'm saying? You know, people got to be smarter. You got to look. You got to look for your own information. And when they do shit like this, and not only are they doing that shit, not only are they doing that, they're all over the news saying how they're trying to get the electorates from these electoral colleges to change their votes, to not go with the people's vote, to not go with the vote that everyone did, but to not vote for Trump. I mean, it's just ridiculous what these motherfuckers are acting like out there. I swear, they really are looking to get ignorant people in the street to do dumb shit so that they can press on us all. I mean, they're doing something. It's ridiculous. If you have all the media saying that all the news is fake and that Putin is helping fucking Trump get into office, when everybody I know voted Trump. And I don't think we was influenced by Putin or anybody Russian. Not even did I do my vote at the fucking front end of an AK-47. I did my shit happily. You know what I'm saying? I mean, these motherfuckers is really acting up. Smoke, smoke!
Yo, yo, what's up, my D420 crew? Sending smoke signals, Northern Cali style. What's up?
Oh yeah. Listen, we figured that you were gonna call in late, or you would have been sleeping for another week after your Emerald Cup event. You know what I'm saying?
So much. The Emerald Cup.
How was it?
Well, to tell you the truth, I was a little. I have mixed feelings about it. One was it was like 30,000 people there.
Okay.
And number two, there's like it was like really bad. It was like it wasn't for the patients no more, man. It was all commercialized. It's all about that dollar. How else should I put it?
You're saying already it's changed within just the voting till now?
Stuff like that.
Damn.
Some crazy ass shit. What can I do with that card?
Over here, since the voting of allowing medical marijuana, they already started putting down restrictions. And it's kind of like fucking an alcohol or a whorehouse or some shit. Can't be 400 feet from fucking land. You can't be 600 miles from the sea. You can't be 30 degrees to the left. You can't walk in holding your dick. I'm like, God damn. You can't. They want to have this shit from 7 a.m. to noon on Saturday and Sunday. 7 to noon? Nigga, what pothead wakes up before noon?
I tell you. I told you. Read. And probably didn't even give you everything to read about it before you said, okay.
You only get a 7-word essay, nigga. That's it. 7 words. And build your own opinion from there and vote, motherfucker. You get 7 words.
Yeah. Oh, man. The security over there, they're a bunch of assholes. They didn't, they had Damian Marley as a headliner there. And, They got him in a building that'll what hold 2,000 to 3,000 people max, and they expect 30,000 people to cram up in there. Lucky I got to see him because from about 6 o'clock till about 6 o'clock till about 1 o'clock in the morning. I brought me a chair. Because you walking around in that place, it's cold. My arthritis was acting up. So it's a wet, rainy weekend.
Yo, my nigga, hold on. Because you just turned from 40 to 80. This nigga was like, my arthritis, my bursitis. Nigga,
listen,
everybody thinks you're young, nigga. Can you please don't fuck up our dreams?
I'm just a tad bit older than Ant Live here, but yeah, I got some fucked up knees already. That's because I wrecked on a motorcycle and all kinds of shit. But besides that, I was posted inside the building where Damian Marley was performing, and they locked out a bunch of people that were inside at one point, had to go outside to go use the restroom or grab something to eat, but was not allowed to come back in. If you guys go to the Facebook page or anything about Emerald Cup, read all the comments about it. They want their money back. They want this back. They said it was a bullshit show. I think it has got way too big, and it's catching up to them. You know, it's more of a corporation.
It wasn't as inviting as it was last time.
Yeah. I know last year was kind of pushing
it,
but
happens?
This year was...
You know what I think happens? I think that we lose ourselves sometimes. We try to put together events and shit, right? And when we first get it, everything is love because you just so happy people are showing up. You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
But then it starts to become a regular thing, and we start looking at the money, and we start trying to change things up, and we start making it more stricter, and it's not... the love you were showing in the beginning, you know what I'm saying? And the people feel that, you know what I'm saying? Especially if you've gone there previously. If you've never gone, you wouldn't expect anything else. But, you know what I'm saying, you're just looking forward to see what it is. But if you've gone there a couple of times, and you know every time you've gone there, it was like laying in your living room sofa. It was so comfortable. Now you go there, and you're like standing to get in line just to get to the kitchen. You're like, this ain't the same way it was. You know what I mean?
It was so crazy. And you're right. And everything is like all about the dollar. Just for an example, man, the food lines, you know, you go up to get a first I went and got an apple something sausage. Okay, just say a hot dog, but it was an $8 hot dog.
We got those.
And that was just a hot dog. Yeah. Later on, I went and got lined up for a cheese steak, and that was $15 for a fucking cheese steak. Getting in lines to try to see the booths was unbelievable. Man, people are elbow to elbow crammed into each other. You know, it's just stuff like that, you know.
But do you think it was because maybe there was more people as well?
Yeah, there was like way over more people. They, you know, now they want to, you know, they used, you know, it was meant, you know, they provided music with this, you know, they sold tickets to VIP passes, VIP, do the experience. Those people got shafted, whoever paid money to be that, you know. They got a little a gift bag that had some hat pins, some trinkets, and that was about it. They were, like, really pissed off. They spend $300 on a weekend ticket, and they didn't even get to see the fucking show. Because they got locked outside and the security won't let people in. Yeah, it was kind of a mess. I thought about going on Sunday because I wanted to go on Sunday, but after I got up and I had to do some stuff on Sunday real quick, by the time I get down there, park, they didn't have no parking. Everything was full. Oh, man, there was all kinds. So I just said, fuck it, I'll just stay home Sunday. Lucky I did, because I would have wasted more money, wasted more time, but I missed the award assembly. So big ups to Mindo Joke, winning third place on the solvent, as in grease monkey, what do they call it? It's not the grease monkey, the rosin. So they get fresh bread. They took their toast, big up on the rosin part. Rosin, if you don't know what rosin is when they get the fresh bud and they squish it, press it. They press it with a heat, and all the resin and everything squirts out of the bud. And that's what they want. They had two flowers. They had locomotion and train wreck was their butt things, but they didn't place in that one. But they managed to place in the concentrate with their rosin.
Nice. Nice.
But besides that, you know, it was cool. I'm meeting a lot of people. I smoked some cool stuff. I didn't do a lot of smoking there because there's way too many people. By the time you get out of one line, you get into another one to wait a half hour to 45 minutes to an hour till you get through that line. So it was a little different.
So let me ask you this question. Do you think that the event should be made to be bigger to accommodate more people? That way it's a little bit more comfortable? Or do you think maybe another event could be scheduled on the same weekend, which would split the people up? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that'd be interesting.
But then you'd have two different events, you know what I'm saying? You can go to one on Saturday, right. Go to one on Saturday, Sunday, you know what I mean?
Right. They're talking about, you know, some of the comments that they're going to divide it. So if you want to go to the concert park, you can pay a ticket to go to the concert park. If you just want to go to the weed thing, you just go to the weed thing. So that's kind of like, maybe the tickets will drop. I don't know. You know, people just want to go see Damian Marley. That's what it was, Damian Marley. They bought tickets to go see Damian Marley but couldn't get in. Because they just couldn't get in. So, you know, it's like that. I think they could have done a little bit more, like put more wide screens out somewhere where, you know, like some of the VIP tents, put some wide screens out there where...
Well, you know, if they're gonna be collecting monies, then they need to have a big enough event. You know what I'm saying? Regardless. There should be no excuses. You know what I'm saying? None of those people who paid should have been left out in the cold. You know what I'm saying? It should have. If the venue only held a certain amount of people and you started collecting a certain amount of monies, you needed to change the venue. You know what I'm saying? Bring the venue outside. You know, like do something. I'm sure everybody who went there would have been hyped the fuck up if Damien would have been standing on top of a fucking Econoline van. You know what I'm saying? Doing this shit. Niggas would have been like, yo, fuck it, that shit was raw as fuck. You know what I'm saying? So you got to accommodate to the people. So, I mean, in that aspect, when they write to those people on Facebook and how they felt, they have to express that fact. Like, you are the other promoter. You're the people putting this together. This is your event. You know, if the venue that you had him in, the private, you know, inside the sound booth or whatever, wasn't good, then you can drag his ass the fuck outside, throw him in some fucking speaker mics, and throw him on a motherfucking bullhorn and get the cracking. You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
I mean, you got to make it because Think about it. I'm looking at it like this. If for the first 2 years, because this is what, the third year?
Actually, this is the 15th. So, but this is actually like the third year in Sonoma County. It used to be up here up north. But
right.
It used to be real super small and intimate. Nobody really wanted to come up here for it. But since they moved it down to Sonoma County, down to Santa Rosa, it's a bigger population where everybody can migrate everywhere else, you know.
Yeah,
I'm kind of upset that our fairgrounds didn't want to take on the thing. But, you know, our fairgrounds is fucking okay.
But you got to remember, if we're not out there on top of our city officials, our people here in our state government, then they're going to be turning shit around, because they're going to think that everybody's like a Bible thumper. They're going to think that nobody wants to have all these marijuana heads or whatever. So you got to go out, you know, like I said before, we really got to start being a political class. You know what I'm saying? Because in order for people to have the freedom of legalizing the marijuana or whatever, you lose other freedoms. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're not going to get a concealed carry if you have a card. You see what I'm saying? If you have a medical marijuana card, you can't have a concealed carry. If you have a medical marijuana card, you can't purchase a firearm. You see what I'm saying? So it's shit like that where they trying to limit you for exercising a your freedom in the law or whatever it is. It's just ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? They just keep on with these shit. So in order for it to really be broad or across the board, just regular and common sense that this is what it is, we have to become a political class, bro. Every fucking pothead that wants to be out there and I want to be an activist for marijuana, you need to be an activist for your state government, because that's where things are really going to change. They won't change anywhere else. They're not going to change when you stand in between 6,000 potheads screaming, fuck them all, we pot right, you know what I'm saying? We right and they wrong, whatever the fuck, because every pothead's going to disagree with you, and who the fuck else new are you getting into the fold that's going to change the outcome? So you need to go out and get into government. We need to start getting our kids into the government, man. We really do. You know, these crackers, they got the right idea. They send their children to be attorneys, learn the law, and then go into this field, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Go be a fucking intern for fucking for Bill Clinton. Go suck his dick once or twice, and you got a job. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I'm happy that this event got so big that the way it became, you know, that's like every person's dream to have an event start small and become what it is. But that you're selling your soul. Just for an example, you know, when you a Saturday ticket for this event was $80 for the event. You pay $80 to get into the event. You wait in line to get into the event. Then you got to wait into another line to get your 215 wristband so you can go into the 215 section, which is the dedicated area. You got to have your prescription card, your I call it the green card, but your marijuana recommendation. While you're in line signing up and getting your credentials checked out, the first thing they ask you is, would you like to sign up for our Emerald Cup has their own garden, so they grow their own weed, right? So they go, would you like a free dab if you sign up with them? So I said, okay, free dab, sign up. You know, all it is that you're giving up your you get you're selling yourself. You're signing up for their you know, as a patient.
Okay.
Okay. So this is to give you a free tab.
That's all right.
So I take my name, they give me a card, and it says, right on the card, it says either you can have 10% off purchase at the Emerald Cup booth, or free dab. And or is typed in big, or a free dab. So I went in there and gave my card, and I said, here, I'd like to have my free dab. And they look at me, and they look at the card, and they say, oh, no. Well, you got to buy something first. They will give you a free dab. And I said, that's not what the girl told me up there when I signed up. And it says right here on the card, or a free dab. So the guy wanted to argue about it and say, well, you got to buy something first. 10% off, then you can get a free dab. So I just like, park it. Just wanted to grab my card to store it in his face. And walk the fuck off. But,
I wasn't drunk. I wanted that bad. So I just, let me buy a little something.
This is, you know, shit like that. You know, they advertise and it says that there, but they don't want to. What's a fucking dab? You know, it's just...
Yeah, well, that's shitty.
So that kind of set me off right off the bat, you know. Half the booze weren't even ready. This is on Saturday. Why, you know? Other people still setting up their booze. You know, you got people coming in by the hundreds. And all of a sudden, whoa. So it's just like, I don't know, man. This year was kind of like a real bummer. Yeah. So that's my experience.
You know what? I'm sorry that this one, the third time, wasn't the charm. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I've been going for the last 6 years now.
Right.
Yeah.
But, you know, as they say, if we're going to support it, we have to give them the feedback. We have to let them know exactly where things went wrong. Because people, as the people patroning their event, you have to tell them, like, yo, look, man, you know what I'm saying? This was horrible. This is a few ideas maybe you guys could think of for next year. You know what I'm saying? These are some they're criticizing. I'm giving you critiques so that you can fix it for next year, not to have the same thing happen, because then you're gonna wind up being totally dependent on totally new people coming to your events, because the older people won't return visit anymore. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
You have to let them know that, though, because they'll think like, oh, well, fuck it, this is one person. He ain't shit. Like, you know, they got to come to
They're well aware, and they're lit up like a Christmas tree about this event. So, they're getting all the feedback they need, and hopefully next year it goes better.
Well, you know,
I don't know
how to do it, but I hope it goes better. Feedback retains better when it's said differently. You know what I'm saying? You're like, yeah, they're getting all the feedback they want. When it starts off, you piece of shit, motherfucker, and then the suggestion after that kind of gets muffled. You know what I'm saying? So when you talk to them, you know, a little bit more directly, that's a little bit better. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, I found it to be that way.
I got the experience. I seen the show. I wasn't kicked out. I wasn't locked out. But I knew better. But that's because I've been around that place enough where when it's time to go watch the main shows, just go lock yourself in and just stay put. I mean, They need.
Yeah, I mean, you got to think about it. Most of these people griping about not being able to go in, it was mostly their fault, because if they were already in the beginning, they should have never left.
Yeah.
And if they didn't get their time, then that's their fault as well. You know what I mean?
Well, it's partly their fault, but that was partly Advance fault, because they didn't put extra bathrooms in there. You know, they relied on what bathrooms they had there. The lines were even longer at the bathrooms than they were at the food line. You know, just shit like that. You know, 30,000 fucking people coming in this place. You guys got to accommodate them. You already know off the hand, you know, you're selling out tickets.
You can't accommodate every P and penny. You got to be like, listen, bitch, sometimes you got to clamp that shit down for a couple of hours. Stop drinking, ho. Get up in the show, fuck up, enjoy it, smoke, and then you'll pee when the fucking shit gets let out. Or pee in a beer cup, bitch. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you really can't. You can't accommodate everybody's little bladder. You know what I'm saying? That's why if I go to an event, I'm not going to go drink, because then I'm going to want to have to fucking pee every 5 minutes. Why? I got to maintain. You know what I'm saying? I can't expect them to have the piss boy walking around with a bucket saying, piss anyone? Pee-pee? Pee-pee? Pee-pee anyone? You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, motherfucker, get it together. You can blame the event for having a lot more people than their venue had accommodation for. That you can blame the event for. You can blame the event for starting late or you know what I'm saying? Or holding back, or, you know, locking doors before the show and not letting, no. You can't blame them for you having to use the bathroom and you feeling like, oh, you only have 17 bathrooms. There should have been 100. The fuck? Then there's 100 trees. Find a tree. Get the fuck back online. You know? I mean, you have a gripe with the venue legitimately because things have changed. They've made it more about the money. It's not as comfortable as it was. You know, you have the venue's filling up still in the middle of the event. Like, yo, I paid my money to come on a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to see a full booth, every booth full. Because you're charging me Disneyland prices. I'm walking into Disneyland, bitch. I want every ride open. You know what I'm saying? $80, that's what you pay to go to Disneyland, nigga. And you're talking about long bathrooms, long lines for bathrooms, the same shit you get in Disneyland. And that shit is there all year round, never stops. You know, it's crazy. 80 fucking bucks to go in there, and at every booth you're needed to spend money, because it ain't like your 80 bucks is broken down to each venue, to each fucking each person out there showing, what do they call them? What do they call them? Vendors. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So those vendors, they have to pay for that space. They need to make money. So you just spent fucking dollars to go in there and at every booth, you're needed to spend money. That's fucking ridiculous. See, that's a gripe right there. You see what I'm saying?
Right there.
Because why are the vendors... needing money because they're paying you guys for their fucking stations. They're renting the booths from you guys, suckers. But yet you motherfuckers is getting money from them, and then you're getting $80 an entrance fee? And you gotta be fucking kidding me.
And the vendors pay anywhere from $800 to $2,500 for their booth.
I mean, they're just killing it, bro. They're killing it because how many people you think were there?
They recorded it. They said it was 30,000 people. That's just the attendees. That's not without the booth people. and the workers and whatever. That's just the tickets they sold. Last year was 12, 15,000.
Nigga, them niggas made just off the door over $2 million.
Oh yeah, dude. Exactly.
All right, I'm just gonna throw this out there.
Right.
You, your moms, your uncles, and all your family can write bad shit on Facebook to them, and I can guarantee you they don't give a fuck. If I made $2 million in front of you, you're saying you're lying. That was bullshit, nigga. I don't give a fuck. I just made $2 million. Beyond niggas at the door. I'm sorry. It was two million 400,000. I'm just letting you know, cuz. My moms. Fuck, you know what? Fuck it. Penny, the bitch who woke me up in the morning, got me dressed, sent me out there to do the venue. Would have called me and been like, yo, you piece of shit. They didn't let me in. I'd have been like, bitch, I made $2 million. I don't give a fuck what happened to you.
Right.
I meet you at home, goddammit.
Right.
I'm sorry.
Exactly.
No problem, man. I'll help you
count. Yeah, I know you will.
I'll help you.
Because I'm spending $400,000, nigga. I don't give a fuck who was uncomfortable. And you know what? You guys are mad that there was only 7 bathrooms. Next year, there's 3. Fuck them. Baby. Hey, Stevie, you okay there?
I'm good.
Hey, Steve, you think maybe we held out too long to go to this event?
Yes.
Sorry, Steve. That was my fault. I'm a piece of shit. I was scared of anthrax. Was it anthrax? No, Ebola.
A couple years ago, that was good.
Ebola. I was scared of the Ebola.
Yeah, that's right.
My bad, Steve. I'm sorry.
The swine flu.
That's bad to hear. That sucks. But you know what? Not for nothing. Like I said, and I've always said, We are a mirror of you guys, and what we're gonna try to do is try to hopefully do it better over here. As I see this cocksucker, who is it? Who's that mayor? This cocksucker Josh Levy, is already on top of that shit, talking about the fucking Hollywood. Restrictions on the medical marijuanas and all this. And I'm like, you know what? I shouldn't have voted for that cop.
Exactly. And now these motherfuckers, the DEA, this, the CBD oils that the children have been taking for their seizures, they put it back. So, you know, here you go. We go 10 steps forward and go 50 miles back.
No, bro, but that's because you know what happens when we go out there as a little group of people. We got the hots to be like, yeah, we're gonna fight for this. We get a little victory, and everybody goes home. You know what I'm saying? And this is a war, and we win a little battle, and motherfuckers want to go home after the battle. And that's where we lose. You know what I'm saying? It's a fucking war. If we really wanted our country the way we wanted our country, we would have taken steps seriously to do so.
Yeah.
You know, not all this bullshit about this one and that one. Go to the room. Now.
You know, all of a sudden, all of a sudden, parents uprooting their family and stuff, moving to Colorado, moving to states that have legalized marijuana to care for their children, to help them with seizures and this and that.
But you want to know something? That's a good thing, though. It's a bad thing because it's a pain in the ass, but it's a good thing for the state, because what happens is the state starts losing people, and that's fucking, you know, taxes. People in those states are taxing.
Yeah.
That's money they lose. People get up and they leave. That's tax money that state loses. And eventually, if it starts to show, then the state starts to want to change it. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, really, the only way we can win anywhere, Smokey, anywhere, the only way we can win is with our dollars. We can't do shit without money. Everybody wants our money. Everybody wants our money.
And that's all I can hear about fucking ballots. I voted my first time, and now I hear it. Now it's all about, you know, this whole thing about Trump winning. Regardless, I still wake up in the morning and do what I got to do. Don't get me wrong.
Listen, he's another president.
I'm not bitching that we got President Trump. I kind of knew it was going to happen. But still, you know, it's just, even the votes, man, they're like saying half of Detroit votes didn't even count it because their machines don't know how to count shit right. You know, so it's just like,
it's all a bunch of bullshit. We've had people go into the presidency under problematic funny circumstances. You know what I'm saying? We had Bush going the second time. Well, what was it? Romney lost because of everybody, and everybody said it. Like, yo, the votes in Florida were fucked up. Bush won the votes over here in Florida when they said that it was all fucked up. It was bullshit. Nobody was now talking about we're going to have the Electoral College change their votes. And listen, most of those electors from the Electoral Colleges, they're bound by law to follow their state and what their state wants them to vote. There are a few that are not bound by law. They can change their vote if they want. They're independent. But there's not enough to change this state. And let me just tell you, if they thought they were going to go out there and take Trump out, not let him go into the presidency, and put Hillary in, my nigga, there won't be any working buses. There won't be anything going on. Because the shit is going to get shut down immediately. People are going to act a fucking fool. And when I mean people, I mean my fat ass. All right?
Yeah, Because
I've never seen that in my life, and that right there just lets us know that we have no say in what we want in our country. Because if we went out there in mass and voted, no matter what they say about she had the majority vote, they've done the recounts in some of these cases. The recounts that the ones that he won narrowly, he won by a whole fucking lot more than narrowly. Okay?
Right.
So
right.
Jill Stein went out there and she's trying to get these recounts, which that bitch is a piece of shit. Okay, because she's a loser, right? It's all this big deal about getting him out of there because what he's going to want to do is bring all these people from different companies that know how to make money and put that shit together. He wants Pence to really run the country because he's the one that knows everything that's going on with the military and all that shit. Donald wants to deal with the business part of it.
Yeah.
I'm sure his ego wants him to run the country too, but still, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Realistically, to make things the way he wants to do it,
he's already strategically picking CEOs of this or somebody of that.
It's all about making good connects. All right, because listen, if you have this Vladimir Putin, he's a big nigga over there in Russia. He's got his whole army. And I can fuck with this nigga over here who does ExxonMobil. Yeah, he fucks with Putin pretty well. But this nigga right here, he's about money. And also, with him as a friend, Putin can't be an enemy because I'm fucking with his boy. How is that wrong if you're trying to make sure you build a good relationship with everybody in the world? You know what I'm saying? This bullshit about the United Nations, that's bullshit. Really, you need to go out there and every country needs to have fucking relationships with every country. You have to have relationships with every country. It's not like you can just tell these niggas, yo, they're fucked up, we can't even fuck with them. No. You don't agree with what they do in their country, but we need to talk to them because this is how we do it in our country. Maybe we could work something out with them because that, you know, they're oppressive, whatever. You just not going to go out there and think that you can't fuck with people. You can't go and deal with people. All the news is talking about Donald Trump and all that shit. It's all bullshit. It's all fake news. All of it is fake fucking news, bro. They've all been in the bag from the very beginning. And they've all tried to push this Hillary on us, and the bitch lost. Even up to the fucking end, they were willing to lie, okay? Because everybody was watching the night of, the numbers on every fucking channel were off by hundreds of thousands, nigga.
Yeah.
Crazy. Off, ridiculous. It wasn't like they were off a little bit and everyone was off a little bit. No. Every single news channel had an entirely different fucking number. I went and got the most accurate one with the best one, and that one was off, and it was on Bloomberg News. So they're all bullshit. If they're fighting this hard, if they're fighting this hard to get this thing out, we better start opening our eyes and wondering why. It ain't that this nigga's Hitler, because he's not Hitler, bro.
Nah.
He's not Hitler. I don't give a fuck what anybody's like, oh, he's going to build a wall. Listen. Let's stop the bullshit. Let's stop the fucking let's stop the fucking illegal harboring and all this bullshit. We all fucking have to live by what's right and what's wrong. We all have to live by laws. I go to work every fucking day. And the reason I don't shoot people in the face is because it's against the fucking law. The reason I don't go rob somebody is because it's against the fucking law. I don't go steal my food because it's against the fucking law. Right? No matter how small it is, if it's against the law, it's against the fucking law. Right? I don't want to smoke my fucking weed on a bus, on a public bus. That shit's against the fucking law. You know what I'm saying? If I do something against the law and I get caught, I expect to fucking go through what I got to go through. But I'm not going to turn around and be like, no, let them do this to me. I don't deserve this. Fuck you. You deserve it because you knew what you was doing. You know what I'm doing? It's a bunch of bullshit. So, you know, when everybody wants to be like, oh, you know, Trump and this. Listen, bro. Nobody knows the guy. Nobody fucking knows this guy. But yet everybody hates him. Why does everybody hate him? Because somebody told them to hate him. How fucking stupid is that? How fucking stupid is that, bro? That's ridiculous. Anyway, Steve Stoner is all beat up from this week.
You might even make some money.
Steve's been beat up this week, working hard. So let's get ready to let Steve go to bed. You all right?
All right.
He got a new job.
All right, Smokey. Why don't you get us some out of here, Smokey?
All right. Send us smoke signals on the West Coast. Catch you out tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. www.kmpradio.org. Boom. And on the flip side, Saturday night from 9 to midnight, after 10 o'clock, I get a bug and I don't give a fuck. Until then, peace, much love, at live training, OBB. Peace and love.
Yeah.
Smoking out.
All right. I hate words, and I hope to see y'all soon.
All righty, brother. Let's get up out of here. I want to thank Steve Stoner, my old boy. I want to thank my brother, my another mother, Smoke and Joe. I want to thank Nella P, although she ran away from me. And I will end this segment, this show, with this outro song. So, Stevie, if you want, you can just go to sleep. Don't worry about it. Smokey, if you want, you too. If you don't want to hear my outro song, I'm going to freestyle a song. It goes, Fake news, fake news. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they report about you? Fake news, fake news. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they report about you? The Daily News is fake all the day. The Postman, they give you no break. Hey, and the Herald, man, them give you no break. And the New York Times, man, them give you no break. Hey, hey. Fake news, fake news. Oh, what you gonna do? Oh, what you gonna do when they come for you? Fake news, fake news. Oh, what you gonna do? Oh, what you gonna do when they report about you? My Facebook is breaking down my page. Like police, man, I'm giving no break. Or like soldiers, man, I'm giving no break. Or like Obamacare, him give me no break. Hey, hey. Fake news, fake news. Oh, what you gonna do? Oh, what you gonna do when they come for you? Now listen, when they come up and say that the Deep 420 show is fake news, we ain't giving you no news, nigga. We just telling you our fucking feelings, all right? So don't be oppressing us. All right, we getting the fuck up out of here. It's your boy, M.I.C. Stoner, Smoking Joe, Nellope, and a big, big ups to the Mendo Dope Boys for winning on their resin, or is it resin, or is that what, reason? What is it?
Rosin.
Rosin. You know what I'm
yes,
saying?
Yes, when they get the bud itself, and what they do is squish it with a press. If you're at home doing it, got your wife's curling iron, or your daughter's curling iron, the straight one, and just press the fuck out of that bud. But make sure you use some. You get the bud and use some parchment paper. Fold the bud in the parchment paper. And stick it. Put in that straight iron. And plug it to the wall. Get that sucker hot. Then squeeze the fuck out of it until that juice is squirted right out of the bud. So that's the new thing. I mean, it's not new, but that's what they do. And now they get heated hydraulic presses in.
Well, I don't know what it is, but I'd like to taste it. It's a winner, so I'd like to taste it.
That's where the terps. They call it the terps.
Okay.
The terps.
Okay, we'll see what we can do about that. But let's get the hell up out of here. And Smokey, I'm sorry that you didn't have the time of your life the way it should have been. You know what I'm saying? I mean, damn it. I lived through you, so now I'm mad.
I mean, I feel bad for the people, man. You know, I knew from previous times, you know, even when Mikey Mike was there, it was fucking buck wild. But if you take what happened with the time that Mikey Mike was here till this last weekend, it was fucking bananas.
Mm-mm-mm.
Like a whole bunch of bananas. It was fucking fucking wild.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
But, hey, everybody's a star. Everybody's trying to make a buck in the cannabis world.
Right? That's what it is.
All right, let's get the hell up out of here.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, we'll get at this again next week. You know what? Next week's Christmas. So, it's going to get tight.
It'll be tight.
Here on the D420 show, we don't say happy holidays. We say happy holy days and Merry Christmas. Okay? Because remember, the days leading up to Christmas are the holy days. Okay? They're not the holidays, they're the holy days. Okay? Yes, so when you want to run around and be like, happy holidays, I just want to be politically correct. Well, how about you just be literally correct? It's the holy days. Respect the fact that our Lord and Savior was born on the date of December 25th. And that's our day of Christmas. We recognize that by mimicking the three kings and giving each other gifts, because we're as proud as every child's birth as we are of our Savior's birth. So, with that in mind, Merry Christmas. Happy Holy Days. We'll catch y'all next week. Smoking Joe, I appreciate you, my nigga.
Yes, sir.
You stoners, my brother. We get the fuck up out of here. And we'll catch y'all next week. Peace!
The D420 Show is sponsored in part by Wine V Incorporated, clothing line and barbershops. Fueled by Ant Live Comedy. Powered and directed by Ant Live Comedy. Humor added by Ant Live Comedy. We'd like to thank all our friends and our fans all across the world who've been listening to us on the blogtalkradio.com/It's the D420 Show. Also watching us up on youtube.com/The D420 Show. Thanks, y'all. Bud, peace, and happiness. Once again, thanks for listening to the D420 Show.